Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, Monica. This is Star Alfred. How are you today?
Good, good. Thank you.
Good. I was given a call. I don't know if you've seen any emails from me, but I sent you, I think, 2 emails to ask you if you could create a plan of care. Have you seen anything from me? No.
When did you send it?
That's a good question. I think I sent it, was today, Tuesday. I believe I sent it yesterday, and I believe I sent it again maybe Friday, Thursday of last week. Let me just tell you what email I have, because maybe 1 year. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Are you talking about like a plan of care for the patient?
Yes.
So that wouldn't be directed to me. I mean, I think that you would need to reach out to the coordinator. What is the patient's name?
It's, I sent it to M. Navarez. Is that right? N-A-R-V-A-E-Z?
Yes.
M is in Mary. And is that you?
Yes, that's me. But I haven't seen any emails about that.
Okay. All right. So the patient's name is Catherine Brand, B-R-A-N-D.
Let me look up who the coordinator is. Give me one moment.
Yeah. Somebody did call, so that's probably the guy that was calling.
Catherine, and what was the last name of the patient?
Brand, B-R-A-N-D. My voice is gone a little bit, so.
No, it's okay.
Is Brand like a brand name product?
Let's see.
B as in boy, R-A-N-D.
And Catherine with a C, right?
With a K.
Okay. Okay, I found her. Let me just look up here.
Like, if you search through your emails, could you see Catherine Brand or Catherine with a K? Then you could just forward it on, which would be nice. Let me see if I can find her. Yeah, here it is. It's Monday.
Okay, so I see that the coordinator's name is Romy.
All right.
Oh, and I think, have you reached out to Melissa? Because she wrote in a note here that someone called to please reach out. So this was yesterday that they put in the note.
Yeah, I could be getting Melissa and Monica confused, right?
Okay.
Maybe I'm calling Melissa and I called you and I should be calling Melissa. I'm not sure.
No, Melissa's not the coordinator. She put in a note here to Romy, because Romy is your coordinator. He should be reaching out for any changes.
He did call me, and I told him that we need to just set up a time so that I can be there with my mom to get him on the phone with her. And I told her that he would be calling, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday, so after I got you guys straight with the plan of care, I was going to call him. But if he can do both, then I'll just call him now and get that done.
Yeah,
because
I would think that he can do that. I mean, I definitely
right.
think I don't handle that. I'm not.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
do you have his email address so I can? Because I don't understand how you don't got it, because I didn't get the thing kicked back. But I would rather it would be easier for me to just have you forward it to him, but I still have the email here. I can forward it if I have to on my phone. I'm not home. I'm just in my car. But He did call me and left a message, so I'll just do my voicemails and just give Romy a call back.
Let me look at my email. Hold on.
And if you just look, it was on Monday. If you just look, that's all right. That's all right. He didn't give me his email. I'll call him and he'll give me his email and I'll just forward it to him. It's not that big of a deal. It just will help me a ton, but I can still get it done.
Okay,
I mean, it's
I
not a big deal.
It's on my spam. Why did that go on my spam?
Well, because you probably don't get emails from me. That's why. So it's not listed as like anything.
Wednesday. Yes.
Right. And then Monday.
I don't see anything on Monday.
So,
I see an email on Wednesday.
That's fine. Whatever day, it's the same email.
I
didn't change it.
Forward it to Romy, but just reach
right.
out to him so he can follow up on that.
Yes. Yes, yeah. No, no. We can meet. He can meet. He can talk to my mom today. That's not a problem. I just need to call him real fast, get a time. I'll drive over there and get her on the phone with him and all that. Not a big deal. The next question slash problem I have, not really a problem, but I've been trying to, hold on, what's this lady's name? I've been trying to get a hold of this woman, the scheduler. Let me just see. And she's not responding, so I don't know. Oh, yeah, I have Melissa as a person, too. Valera, I have sent her yesterday. I sent her an updated standard week for my hours because she told me I needed to have a standard set of hours. So we did that, and then I wanted to change the standard set of hours, and I haven't heard back from her. So I don't know if she was out. I know it's been President's Day. I know a lot of times, you know, she might not be working.
She's not your coordinator, so she's not handling anything regarding, like, your pay. So the person that you want to speak to with any, like, questions about payments, any changes.
No, I don't have a question about payment. I just need someone. Okay. Who? Because I was told it was this Valeria person.
Right.
But who do I call when I...
I'm trying to explain to you everything regarding the case, your hours, anything. You have to reach out to
her,
which now is not Valeria, it's Romy. He's the one
handling
everything. So
got it.
In with like the plan of care, anything related to the patient
it.
For yourself, it's Romy.
I got it. Just thank you. Don't have to tell me again. I got it. All right. And no one calls me Star Lisa. You can always call me Star. Not even my mama.
Okay. All right.
So you just call me Star. It's so formal.
All right.
I'll
go ahead and email this to Romy and then just reach out to him to just get this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.